He was the biggest country person, put it that way. The Meadowlark Lounge is a spinoff of the Bluebird Cafe, and we called it the Meadowlark because that's the Kansas bird.
Yes.
And it was picked up in the museum when we were trying to figure out what to call it, and that's how it happened. And back in the day, I was involved with some open mic night type things, and I discovered then that some people were doing original music and how special it was.
Yeah.
And so that's why we got the Meadowlark Lounge going, and it seems to fit really well in the museum. That's the Independence Historical Museum and Arts Center, because we have a nice little stage, and we have round tables, and like at the Bluebird Cafe, that is. And so that's how we got started with this, and every single one has been successful, and it is a benefit for the museum. That's what it's all about, is to, you know, museums take a lot of money to run them.
Oh,
and,
yes.
The museum there has been going on for a long, long time, and we're going to keep it that way. But that's what the Meadowlark Lounge is all about, and I had so much fun going out and finding singer-songwriters and discovered that Southeast Kansas is a hot space for them. And Terry's one of them. And I got to tell you how I've known Terry for a long time. I knew he was a really talented musician and everything, but one day he posted something on Facebook, a song, and it just blew me away because I didn't know that he was a writer. And so I immediately called him. I happened to have his phone in my his phone number in mine. And so I called him up, and he was right on the phone, and we just connected, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And that's why he's going to be
there.
And he's going to be the host songwriter, by the way, at the Meadowlark Lounge on October the 1st. And that just means he kind of organizes things within the group. Each artist tries to do four songs and then maybe an encore, but it's kind of in a round.
Okay.
You know, and that's why, and we kind of need somebody to kind of organize that as things go. And without forgetting about it, I want to mention that KGGF is a big supporter of this.
That's
and
great.
And John Leonard has just been wonderful to us. And, of course, I've known him and been involved with the radio station for many years. And this really fits well, and we're glad you're involved.
Well, yeah, I'm very glad to be here, and you know, we are very glad to help support this and get the word out, because it's such a worthwhile and valuable event. And you know, just to bring some more awareness, some more activities here to Southeast Kansas. I mean, then this is great, and this is a high class, you know, well put together event. You know, I think it's going to be great. And and Terry, I was curious, where are you actually from here?
So I'm actually from Neodesha.
Okay.
I'm currently living in Crossroads, Texas, and I just moved there like a month and a half ago, but I spent the majority of my life right
here.
He
drove down yesterday to be here.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I mean, how long did that take?
It's about 5.5 hours. Depends on how lead foot I am.
And that's really not, you're right, I know. That's really not that bad. We think of Texas as being a lot further away mentally,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Good deal. What is the so it actually gets underway at 7, right?
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and we it's you know, there is a, it is a ticketed event. It's $20 per person, and again, it's a benefit for the museum. And we do provide the refreshments and all there. You know, we do have wine and beer and all kinds of other refreshments to nibble on, and it's you know, free, so that part, it's free.
Sure.
Just go back and get your whatever you want.
I mean, and $20 is really, I think that's quite reasonable, you know. And also there's a discount if you are a member of the museum.
Well, we just started that. We have a number of members, you know, in the museum, and we decide, and they get discounts on other things, like in you know, things that's for sale in the museum and such like that. So we decided we needed to include that in the Meadowlark Lounge. So It's a $5 discount there, and we're just starting that for this Metal Arc Lounge.
Good deal. Well, Terry, what actually got you into music for the first time? Where did this actually start?
Wow. Okay, so it was funny. You know, Mike was saying, you know, he didn't know I wrote because, you know, when I first started back in the 80s playing drums, people don't consider drummers as musicians. You know, you always hear the old jokes, you know, what do you call a drummer without a girlfriend? Homeless, you know. But when I was playing with a group, I played with Haywire, and then I got in this group called Midwest Express, and we started traveling the Midwest. And, you know, I played a lot of clubs, and we got to open up for some really great artists. And I remember started writing songs. My first song was absolutely horrible. It was, like, really pathetically sad. But I fell in love with the craft, and I learned guitar, struggled with guitar. But I really fell in love with that. And I think the piece of that was that when music is honest and it's simple, people can connect with that. And if you can, I think the goal is, like, at the end of the song, if they feel a little bit better about themselves, you've done it.
You've done your job.
Yeah. And so I did that for over the last almost 40 years.
And people think, you know, oh, you write music, you must have, you know, a million-dollar studio and you got to auto-tune and everything. But, I mean, I think, you know, like, you boil it down to, you know, the essence.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be fancy. You're just trying to connect with people.
Yeah, it's just, and there's lots of opportunities to do that. It's not, the goal of every song may not be to make it on a record or a CD. Maybe it's just to honor somebody, you know, or, you know, there's sometimes I write little ditties. Somebody will tell me a funny story and I'll just write a little ditty. And I think that's the very beginning I started doing that. One time I had somebody that wanted to tell me a story about how they were going to have a party and they didn't have any beer, but they remembered they had some in a cooler, but the cooler was hot and it was floating. They threw it in the freezer and they forgot about it. And then I wrote a song called, around that. So, yeah.
Well, that sort of thing is quite relatable. You know, we've all done something like that,
yeah.
I think.
But I think also my faith, though, when I gave my life to Christ, I really put a lot of that faith-based somewhere layered in the song, because, you know, that's where we connect. And so there's lots of opportunities. So not every song may make it to a record, but it's going to bring meaning wherever you play it. And I think that's really important, especially for people who want to write.
Sure.
You start somewhere.
Speaking of songs, we have one of yours
queued
up, ready to go.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to play this. You want to tell us, we got the Good Fight of Faith is a song.
Yes.
You want to tell us just a little bit about this before we get into it?
Yeah, I'll just make a quick connection to the song. So back in the right before 2000, I was went to an MIAPOW event, and I was absolutely moved. I remember being in the bathroom. These guys are just broken all over again from their experience in Vietnam. Very intimate, something you don't share publicly. You know, they're very, very private, and it was sacred ground. And so based out of that, and the conversations that I had with them, I like, wow, you know, I wanted to do something. The money that came out of this, there was also a B-side song called Never Leave a Man. The proceeds went to the MIAPOW, and I felt like it was a call to America, you know, a reminder, a refresher of, you know, who fought and sacrificed for us. And so that's where the song really came out of.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to get into
some
music on the AM dial here. We got Mr. Terry Peck on the Mighty 690. The Good Fight of Faith here on the Mighty 690. And we were talking during that song, there are a lot of, you know, high name people on this. You want to talk about some of the other artists on this track?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, Larry Brockway, just a brilliant producer, and this was recorded at Hall of Fame Studio in Neodesheim. People don't think that there was a studio of that quality, and Larry just did a fantastic job. And he brought in artists from Nashville, and he did that regularly. And he really did a lot to help promote music here in Southeast Kansas. And so I know the bass player played with Brian White, the drummer played with Jars of Clay, the guitar player, Eugene Moles, who's just a good friend and fantastic guitar player. And he's played with a lot of artists, Merle Haggard and Garth Brooks, and then I believe it's John Hall. He played with the Temptations. And so just was really blessed to have these extraordinary talent come in, and just they just did a bang up job with it.
No, that was great.
Proud of the effort.
I mean, I enjoyed listening. I listened to it yesterday too, just, you know, in preparation for this. And it's a really, really good
one. A little country sounding, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. I like it.
It's a good country.
I wanted to, you know, we do 4 or 5 songs at the Metal Ark Lansworth, each artist. Terry, maybe you could kind of give us an idea of what you plan to play, because I don't make the artist do anything in special, you know. I have you do your own thing.
Yeah. So, like you were saying, Mike, you know, we kind of do it around, and you know, there's really an eclectic mix of writing. And like for me, like as a writer, I'm a bit eclectic as well. So the different types of songs that I do are, a lot of them aren't even for radio. Like I said, I'm going to play some ditties, and then some that they're honored, like Gene John, who is a well-known football coach at Fredonia, and he did some extraordinary things in life. I'll write about that. You know, we've got some other artists that are going to come in. One's, you know, does a lot of gospel. He's a phenomenal guitarist and singer. And, you know, and then we've got some country, and really looking forward to that. So the other thing that I want to say just real quick, too, is that part of this in the songwriting craft, you know, really, that's very personal, you know, and I think it's important to know, like, where these songs come from, how do they come up with them. You know, and then if you're an aspiring writer, you know, what are some really good tips that help you to be an effective writer? And that's what I'm going to pull out of these guys, because they do it so well and they're so talented. And so it's more than just getting up and playing. It's actually sharing the craft.
Sure. And there's going to be more artists. You got 4 singer-songwriters, correct?
That's right. Let me just go down the thing here. Of course, this is going to be Saturday, October the 1st. 123 North 8th in Independence, Kansas. The concert starts at 7 o'clock, and the doors open at 6 o'clock. And the featured artists start off with Stacy Loupartis.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a really talented songwriter and singer. She'll probably be the best singer there.
She will be.
Yeah.
I'm the drummer.
Say that. And she is just amazing, and she did a album of country music that I play all the time in the car, and she's just that good. And she is a gospel writer as well, so mm-hmm. she probably will do 1 or 2 gospel songs. And I wanted to mention Jerry Botts, and Jerry Botts is her dad, and he has been around doing music for so many years. Yeah. Terry knows him.
Legacy, man.
Yeah, he's going to back her up with her bass guitar. He's a bass player, obviously. And but then I found out that he also wrote music, so he's going to perform some original stuff as well. Yeah. So that's that.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Right. And he's from Independence, and Stacy's from Independence. But then I run into Nathan Connor.
Oh, yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I auditioned him because I want the folks to know I don't bring just anybody into Metal Ark Lounge. They have to be really good. And thank goodness there's a lot of good people in Southeast Kansas. But Nathan brought his guitar. He didn't get mad or nothing. He brought his guitar and his little amplifier, and he auditioned for me, and he is really good. And he writes, it's all gospel on him, but it'll be a good mix because it sounds country and it sounds this way and everything in it, but it's religious for sure. So we're really excited about him. And again, there'll be refreshments served, and the benefit goes to the museum. And tickets are on sale right now. People can call the museum, and that's 620-331-3515, or they can drop by the museum and pick up their tickets. They can pay over the phone. We can just about anything you want to do. We can work it pretty well. And again, the museum has a gallery that becomes the Metal Ark Lounge, is what it
sure.
does.
Sure, nice.
And we have round tables, and they're all decorated. And we have the refreshments, and it's really everybody likes it.
It's a great environment.
Yes, it is. It's, you know, a 120-year-old building. It's a federal, previously a federal building because it was a post office at one time. So it's really quite a venue, and we're pretty proud of it. And we have people from all over the place coming up here. Not too long ago, we had Rodney Lay Jr. and his dad, Rodney Lay Sr., and they just went over really good. And you know, we kind of go around about 100 people, but when they were here, we had 115 or 20 or something like that.
Wow!
And so that's you know, people need to, if they're interested, they need to get their tickets soon, because we just never know. And what we've been finding out is, a lot of people pay at the door, come in, and they're hoping they're going to be able to get in. So far, we've got everybody in, but we do have limited capacity.
Sure.
So.
Well, Mike Flood, Terry Peck, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely. So we will return and get started with more here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, 60 degrees in Coffeyville.